It's time on Racing Pulse for Fast Form, Best Bets and Quaddie Plays for today's Victorian Racing.
Today we are playing down at Mornington. Hopefully this little cloud cover will clear up, and it's meant to be a beautiful day. If you are around the peninsula, Adam O will be suntan, guns out, in between races, looking forward to finding a few winners. The rail's out five, and it is a good four. How are you, Big O?
I'm not too bad, Michael. I don't know about that, but I'll try and find a few winners for you.
All right, very good. Who do we like today?
I like Diasonic in race number seven. I think he gets the opportunity to put another win on the board now that he's getting out in distance. As a young horse, he competed in some high-profile staying races, and we probably haven't seen him return to that level for a long time. But it's not much of a race. His two runs back at shorter trips have been encouraging, and now that he's at the 2,000, I think he gets his opportunity to win, and I'd be disappointed if he didn't. So race seven, horse number one, Diasonic, my best on the program.
$2.60. Geez, been well backed. You're up $8. So Blake McDougall takes the ride. Race seven, number one, Diasonic. Anything else that's caught your eye?
Abaddon in the previous race, race six, horse number one. I think out to 1,200 metres might suit as an older horse. It's a little surprising we haven't seen him at this distance before. His 1,100 metre runs have been quite good, one of them with not a great deal of luck. I thought his work through the line late at Moonee Valley last time was very good after being held up and back in the field prior to the turn. That's his style. He will still sit back even though he's up in distance, but in an apprentice race, I think there'll be good speed, and he'll be finishing off strongly with one of the more experienced apprentices in the race. So race six, horse one, Abaddon, I think can run well as well.
Race six, number one, Abaddon, to take on the odds on favourite Ledecky's Dream. Abaddon around about 550, so a bit of value there. A couple of interesting races, aren't there, Adam, especially this first race with the number of first starters there. Did you have a look at any of these here? I know we've got a $1.45 favourite, Butch Cassidy, with a few scratchings from the Waterhouse Bot Stable.
I think it'll be hard to beat off its Flemington run. Of those making their race debuts, I thought Arizona Activist, the toppy, had jumped out as well as any of them and was perhaps a little overlooked in the market. Royal Standard's also gone quite well for Dolphins. So I think Butch Cassidy will be hard to beat if it brings that form from its first start. But there's a few nice jump-out horses in the race who might be able to take that next step in their race debuts.
And you've got a quaddie for us today?
So race five, I think we can narrow it down to two main chances, the three Magical Slipper and Eight Tantrums, three and eight. And I'm going with three horses in the remaining legs. Race six, one Abaddon, two Ledecky's Dream, and seven Zakirak, 1-2-7. Race seven, one Diasonic, seven Figure the Great, and two Brungle Raider, 1-7-2. And race number eight, two Manhattan Force, five Nightstick, and six Coralie, 2, 5, and 6 in the last leg.
Brilliant. Good work today, Adam. Good calling.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.